Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us today is Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely.
Crop production, which, if all things go well, hey, we get food. But sometimes Mother Nature decides to go just a little bonkers on us and sends things like hail. What happens if hail lands on corn, which is, I got to tell you, one of my favorites on the entire planet, corn? What's going to happen to my corn?
Yeah, you know, that's something that Kansas producers have always had to deal with. Thunderstorms and hail, it's just nothing new to our Kansas producers. And we're at that time of the year where that threat level is at an all-time high. And parts of our district, just last week, seen some pretty considerable sized hail. And for a pretty considerable length of time. I was told up to like inch and a half hail for 40-ish minutes.
Yeesh.
That is pretty good sized hail, and it could do some damage pretty quickly.
Don't go outside.
Yeah. Now, like you said, rain events in July are very welcome for our Kansas producers, but we always hope that we miss those severe stuff. You know, we hope they kind of go around us, especially those that are containing hail. Hail damage can make for some short nights for our Kansas producers because they're constantly worried about the physical damage. And while that physical damage is apparent, the actual effect on the yield is not as obvious sometimes. Now, potential corn yield losses from hail gradually increase from the time the crop gets planted to as it gets more mature, up to about that silking stage or tasseling. That's when the peak yield, so if you're looking at like a bell curve, you're planting, and as you get more mature, you get up to tasseling, that's going to be kind of the top, and then it's going to slightly decline again. And why is that? Well, there's several reasons, to be honest, but all of them have to do with the growth and development of the corn plant. So while we're not in some of these early stages, we're going to just fly through those real quick, and then we'll get to where we're kind of at right now, and we'll see what we can do. So from the time the plant pops through the ground until it has five leaves of growth, the growing point of that corn is going to be below the surface. At worst, hail damage to that point is going to shred or tear off all five of those leaves. But that growing point still being under the ground, it's going to continue to grow and go come up.
So as long as it's not snapping the stalk off or anything like that.
Right. Yep. And so that growing point still being under the ground is going to keep that plant alive, typically. So if we look at a typical corn plant, when it starts to shoot up a tassel, it's going to have 24 to 26 leaves. So if we've lost just the five leaves early on, it still has the potential to have 19 to 21 leaves at tasseling. So yield could be reduced still, but by much less than one might truly think. So that's early on. Now, we can have some issues with some stalk rots and stuff like that because of the wounds that would be on the stalks. But after that, we're going to get into like the V6 to VT stage, which is the six leaf stage to tasseling. And at this point, that growing point's extending out of the ground, but it's going to be protected by some other leaves and stuff within it still. So while that growing point is getting up, it's still got some protection. The number of rows on an ear is going to be determined by the 12-leaf stage. So stress from V8 to V11, so that 8 to 11 leaf stage, can really reduce the number of rows you would have around a corn cob. Now, the number of kernels per row is not going to be determined until much later. Hail damage and loss of leaf area during these stages of growth can increase the potential for yield loss. So hail loss can cause, again, stalk bruising during these stages, but if you get hail at that time, it's going to be much harder to determine the effect probably until later on, until we see what kind of other weather events we're going to have that year. Probably the most vulnerable stage is going to be at tasseling and silking. So the tassel and all the leaves, once they're exposed, a corn plant doesn't put on any more leaves at that point. And corn cannot replace a tassel. So if we get hailed at that point, we can't replace that tassel. We've tore up all these upper leaves, or all these leaves were already done leafing out. And leaves are going to be critical for when we go to fill those grain in that ear. So it's going to be later, or important later on, but it's all going to affect yield pretty significantly at that point.
This is wild to think about, because when I think, okay, hail damage to a crop flattens everything, you're out. But the invisible damage sounds like it could actually be worse.
And that's the tough thing. There's a lot of things, you know, if it's insect related, we can kind of do something about that. Or if it was a disease, we can spray a fungicide to correct that. But when we get hail damage, and especially at this time of the year, what do we do? It's too late to replant that crop. You kind of got to just ride it out. It's a very tricky situation for us to be in extension, because we want to give you answers, but the truth of the matter may be there's not a whole lot of great answers. We often get asked, what can we do to improve that crop? Is there anything we can do to help this hail-damaged crop out? By extra management, what can we do? And usually that answer is going to be no. We're just going to have to let Mother Nature kind of play its course at that point. But there are some considerations we need to keep in mind, such as if you were going to top dress with extra nitrogen, should you be doing that? Well, if I've had a corn crop that's been decimated by hail, I know the yield probably is going to be reduced. Do I want to be putting more money into fertilization when that corn crop's not going to, if it's got less yield potential, it's going to have less nutrient needs as well. So I'd probably hold off on extra nitrogen. Diseases or fungicides, we got to think about. Foliar fungicides or diseases controlled by those foliar fungicides don't need wounds to infect the plant. Conversely, there are some like common smut that can take advantage of wounds created by the hail, but they're not controlled by foliar fungicides. So making a fungicide decision, I'm going to go back to the basics, go scout those fields, see what you got, and know what we're dealing with before we pour more money, again, into a crop that the yield potential is going to be reduced. The other thing that nobody thinks about this year, because we're worried about raising this crop, that hail is going to reduce the leaf area, increases the sunlight that gets to the soil. When sunlight and moisture, probably from that rain that happened with the hail, we're going to get weeds probably. May not be a problem this year, but if we allow those weeds to go to seed, it's going to be a management practice that we're going to have to be at least aware of for next year. So while we don't have a whole lot of great information today, it's just something to kind of think about. If you want to talk about this, maybe you were in some of those areas that got some pretty good hail last week, feel free to give me a call. The office number is 785-448-6826.
My brain is kind of melting right now, realizing just how far-reaching the effects of one hailstorm can be, all the way into next year with the weeds and everything because of leaf cover and all. Ugh. Okay, so, note to self, pray for no hail.
It sounds bad, but it's one of those instances where it's like, we hope it goes to the neighbor and not us, maybe. But
or maybe just kind of dissipates.
Let's there
just,
you go. There
we'll
you
all
go.
Have a nice rain, and the barbecue is next weekend.
That's right.
Oh, jeepers. So. Well, thank you for coming in. Thank you for sharing the information. We look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you.
Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.